Radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And guess what? You are tuned into Pathways to Consciousness and Healing. I'm your host, Jim Komar. And like I said, 1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world. And before I start my show, which I'm going to talk about the sixth chakra, your sixth chakra, and what it represents, and you could say that intuitive part of you, that beautiful part of you, and all the things related to your sixth chakra. And what I'd like to say is there's a chat room available. It's real easy to get to. Just go to 12radio.com, click on chat, and there you are. It's via Facebook, by the way. And if you'd like, ask questions, ask psychic questions, ask questions about the sixth chakra for that matter. I will answer them via the chat room. Second half of the show, I will be taking phone calls. So if you want to talk more live, then I'll be available for that in the second half of the show. And also, I'd like to mention that I'm a 1-2 Listen Advisor. That's 12listen.com. I'm a psychic and a medium. So I'm available on the flip side of 1-2 Radio is 12listen.com. So I'm available over there. And there are some really good people available offering different things, whether it's, you could say astrology to coaching to psychic to mediumship. All that stuff is available on 12listen.com, and I'm available on 12listen.com. And also I'd like to mention, check out my website, and that's, you can get there two ways. The easiest way would be just my name, jimkomar.com. Please check out my website, and that's remote, or you can go remoteenergytherapy.com for that one. And let's start the show tonight. Your sixth chakra, my sixth chakra, located right in between, right on the forehead, literally in, probably an inch above the bridge of your nose, right in the middle between the eyebrows there. And so that's the location of it. And what you could say the element that your sixth chakra, my sixth chakra represents is, guess what? Light and color. It's about visualization. It's about seeing. It's about imagination. It's clairvoyance. It's your eyes and how they work. Your eyes are like stereo. So if you have one eye, you're just seeing two dimensions. But if you have two eyes, you're actually seeing three dimensions, and your eyes are actually producing holograms, three-dimensional images of what you're looking at. So with two eyes working properly, your eyes produce holograms, three-dimensional holograms, which is kind of a cool thing if you think about that. The capability of the vision that I have, that we all have, and the capability of the brain to produce a three-dimensional image as it goes through the ocular nerve into the brain. And it's also, the chakra is about opening your mind, opening your eyes to the world of reality and possibilities. So this chakra is about opening your mind, opening your eyes to a world of reality, opening your eyes and your intuition to a world of unlimited possibilities. And the function of this chakra is all about seeing. It's about intuition. It's about you and your psychic realm. And you think about that. And, you know, let's say, well, I'm not psychic. Well, we all are psychic. Some of it has more abilities than others, but we all have that. And that intuition, that beautiful intuitive side of you, the big voice, we'll call it the big voice. It's a great thing to listen to. The big voice will direct you to positive places and take you out of, you could say, harm's way. So just by listening to that intuitive part of who you are, your psychic realm, guess what? You are, you could say, enlarging things, enlarging your world. You're enlarging all possibilities. And in the endocrine system, the gland that relates to the sixth chakra is the pineal gland. And a lot of people call it the seat of the soul. And when there's malfunction, you know, something's off. Common problems would be blindness, headaches, nightmares, and just general vision problems. Well, I wear glasses. I've worn them for a long time, and I can understand. I do have vision issues, but these are, you could say, the general malfunction. When your sixth chakra goes awry, that can happen. And nightmares is that intuitive part of you. In other words, you're opening yourself up to places that you probably shouldn't be, because if you are dreaming, or if you're one of these dreamy people and you start receiving nightmares through your sixth chakra, it's time to close it off, to close it down. And what I mean by closing it down is take control, because you can never close a chakra. You can slow it down if you want to. You could say in the physical process of your body, but the chakras are always going to be open. The only way they close is when you make your passing, when you leave the body behind. And then the chakras are not important anymore, so therefore the body deteriorates very quickly. You are being recycled back into the universe. That's the beautiful thing about this universe. We all get recycled back in. Everything gets recycled, reused, and rediscovered. And in astrologically speaking, the planet that goes with your sixth chakra is Jupiter, which is a planet of expansion. And that's what I, when I say possibilities, unlimited possibilities. So when you tap into your intuition, you're tapping into something much greater than you. You could say much greater than you could ever imagine. Hence the planet Jupiter, the largest planet in our solar system, is expansive. It's large. Just like your intuition is expansive and large. But if you think you don't have intuition, start playing with it. Just ask yourself questions. Just ask yourself one question and see how the answer comes to you. And the gemstone that you say gemstones that relate to your sixth chakra is lapis and quartz. Quartz, the most common mineral on this planet. But quartz is a carrier. If you think about quartz, quartz actually carries and transforms and also, let me start over again. Quartz actually transforms, transfers, and carries information. I look at our computer world. It's silicon. Okay. Well, it's basically quartz. So that just tells you the importance of quartz in our, you could say, modern world. But the importance of quartz with your psychic abilities, carrying information. And in the Sanskrit language, your sixth chakra relates to know, to perceive, to command. So think about that. To know, that's your intuition. To perceive, that's your mind and intuition. And to command. Once you get a thought or an attitude or an idea, an intuitive idea, you are in charge of that. You are your command. You are the commander of your own intuition. No one else can really show you to be intuitive. You just got to work on it on your own. And just what I said, just, you know, if you want to play with it, ask the silly question or ask the serious question. See what answers you get. And answers can come in many ways, just not from you. Just know that. So if you ask the question, remember the question. It might take hours to come, or it might take the next day, but the answers will come. It's just to say, you could say an exercise in trust, in trust in who you are also. And also your sixth chakra through your sight. This brings, you could say, very large amounts of information to the world. Every time you look at a scene, or let's say you're at work and you're looking at your office, or let's say you're in a busy city street. Well, you're getting massive amounts of information there through your eyes itself. And then that directly goes into the brain and the brain processes, which is an amazing thing considering how much information is coming through your eyes in a single moment. And it's also, you could say, from all your dreams, this allows you to manifest your inner visions. So let's say you don't consider yourself psychic, but let's say you're a real dreamy person. Well, that, when you're in your dream state, I call that the astral dream state. you are very psychic. You are very aware. You might have visits from past relatives, friends who have made their, you crossed over, that made their passing. So in other words, if you want to play with your dreams, maybe you say, well, I don't remember dreams. Well, you might consider just a suggestion to yourself. I want to remember my dreams tonight before you go to sleep. And then if you wake up in the middle of the night, just write it down real quick. Or if you wake up that morning, write down what you remember. So it's there and fresh. You can look at it and you, and maybe one line will bring you back to the dream. And like I said, we're talking about you allowing yourself to manifest the inner visions that you want to create in your world here. And what kind of inner visions are you looking for? What changes are you looking for? Or do you want to change anything? Maybe not. Maybe you're perfectly satisfied with where you're at. Then again, maybe you're not. And this is one way of, you could say, through your intuitive state, that you can actually change who you are. And I believe intuition. Okay, intuition here. Let's talk about your intuition. I believe when you are intuitive, when that intuition is activated with inside of you, you're activating different parts of your brain that are probably not so active. That makes you smarter, more intelligent. And that's always good to show intelligence, to have intelligence, so you can get through your day, make it through the day, and not be bothered by whoever is trying to bother you. And it's also, it's you accepting the dark and the light. You say through your intuition, you get the light and you get the dark. You get the yin and the yang. That's when you start playing with your intuition, you start getting information on both sides of the coins here, the light and the dark. And without light, you have darkness. Let me repeat that. Without light, you have darkness. So accepting the dark and the light enables you to perceive without prejudice, with all the information that you are receiving. In other words, you're thinking beyond what is normal for you here. And every day you've got millions and millions of imprints coming in through your eyes. In a day, just think how many scenes, how many views you have in a day. And you're talking to your friends, your coworkers, strangers. And so that's powerful right there. And it's also the way to receive, you could say the way you receive infinite choices, because now you're tapping into the conscious state. Now you're tapping into the intuitive state. Now you're tapping into a state of many choices of where information exists. Some people call it the Akashic Records. You could say the Akashic Records are the universal library of past, present, and future. They're all existing at the same time. So through your sixth chakra, you have the ability to tap into this information. And let's say you're an engineer and you're having a problem. Now, an engineer might go, well, I'm a logical person, therefore I can't use my intuition. But I believe that there are some engineers out in this world that use their intuition constantly, and they come up with brilliant ideas, brilliant concepts, new concepts. Steve Jobs, there's one. He was an engineer, but he had the intuitive nature to create what he created literally changed the world. You could say he created his own Akashic Records here, Akashic Records. Just by holding a phone in your hand, you literally have access to the world's libraries. So there you go. That, you could say, Steve Jobs created on this planet, but the Akashic Records are there for you to access through your sixth chakra. And like I said, it's located in the center of the forehead, about 1 inch above the bridge of the nose. And the most common term associated with your sixth chakra is your third eye, the all-seeing eye. Look at on a U.S. $1 bill. If you turn it over, you'll see a pyramid, and then you'll see the top of the pyramid detaching from it, an eye on there. That's the all-seeing eye. So you could say the creators of that had something intended. In other words, that all-seeing eye is everywhere. It's just not on dollar bills. It's through you, your all-seeing eye. And also your third eye is an etheric, or you could say a etheric. And what I mean by that, it's psychic perceptions. And there's, you know, you could say, well, I have an etheric body. Of course you do. We all do. If we're alive, the body is there. And even if we make our passing, as we decay, that you could say that etheric body decays slowly, but it's still there until the body is totally reabsorbed back into the earth, back into the universe, to be used again, to be used over. And when you open up, you could say your perceptual aspects, that perceptiveness that you have, you're actually tapping into your intuition. And this also can allow you to have command over your life. Because for the first time, maybe before, example, let's say you were a herd of cows. You were part of a herd of cows, and they told you to do this, and you went along with the herd. Well, people who tap in and use their intuitive gifts, they have a tendency to be creative. And I'm not talking about what I mean by be creative is to be creative in a way that you want to be open to what you want to have in your life. Like I said, this allows you that you could say this perceptual aspect, this intuitive aspect of you allows you to have and command your life. And maybe you're going to say, I don't believe that. My boss tells me that, or my family, my parents, or whatever. Despite what's around you, you are in charge of who you are. And this is one way of, you could say, gaining more of what you have by playing with your sixth chakra. Don't be serious about it. Be light in nature when you start playing with it. Tap on it. Tap on that area of the forehead. What's interesting is your pineal gland is a small cone-shaped organ within the brain. It lies towards the back of the brain between the two hemispheres. So it's not in one hemisphere. It's right in between the two hemispheres. So it has access to the logic, and it has access to your emotional part of who you are. So is the sixth chakra your intuitive part? Is that a combination of logic and emotions? Of course it is. And also this produces, you could say, the pineal gland itself produces a number of hormones, but the major hormone is the sleep hormone, melatonin. And melatonin allows you to get into a deep sleep, and guess what? You start dreaming. And when you're in that astral dream state, you're actually very intuitive, very open, and who knows what can happen during that time of your sleep. Hopefully good things. So it's a producer of a hormone that makes you want to sleep. And sleeping is a good way to repair the body, to bring the body back to a more normal position. Let's say you're wiped out for the day and then you go to sleep that night and you wake up feeling refreshed. Well, your sixth chakra allows you to sleep, allows you to see beyond our world. And your sixth chakra also allows you to open up doors within sight of the brain itself, within sight of the conscious state itself, your consciousness, and your subconsciousness for that matter. And these doors, what kind of doors are you talking about here, Jim? And what I mean by doors is we're talking about other dimensions, other existences. They are there. It's mathematically been proven that there's at least 12 dimensions besides our own, and there could be hundreds more beyond that. But so far we've proved mathematically that 12 do exist. Now, well, has anyone gone there? Well, not yet, not that I'm aware of, unless they're going there and they're coming back. You could say, you know, through research and whatever, but that doesn't matter. The important thing here is your self-exploration of yourself through your intuition, through the mind, and through your conscious state. That's the important aspect of the sixth chakra. But the other important aspect is your vision, how you perceive the world, how the world comes into you. So take care of those beautiful eyes of yours. Don't let things, you know, if your vision is, you have a vision problem, it's time to see a doctor, see an eye doctor, so you can get the glasses so he can correct or she can correct that vision so you have perfect clarity. If you think about your eyes, they bring perfect clarity because you see everything through your eyes. But that third eye, the sixth chakra, you see far beyond what your eyes see. You see far beyond what the mind can experience, because now you're tapping into the greatness of the universe. Now you're tapping into the greatness of yourself. Now you're tapping into something that is beautiful, that lies inside of you. And what's interesting is talking about, I'm getting back to the hormone, the melatonin that the sixth chakra produces. Well, think about this. If you don't get enough sleep, you could say hallucinations can occur. And in the pineal gland, which is interesting, there is another hormone. It's a real minor one, but it produces hallucinations. You could say it's the psychedelic part of who you are. That psychedelic side. So your brain is capable of producing psychedelics within inside of you through your sixth chakra. And like I said, the sleep factor is always important. Or else you're going to be hallucinating. You're going to be seeing things that are not really there, and that could mess with you. So sleep is important to the sixth chakra, but sleep is important to the entire body for that matter. Because the body goes into repair mode. And when the body's repairing itself during that sleep cycle, you wake up and things that maybe you had a muscle ache. Well, when you wake up, that muscle ache is gone because the body worked on that for you, your body. And so with the sixth chakra, light is a very important effect for your health, because you want to make sure the light is going in from what you see of yourself, or what you don't see of yourself, or how do you perceive others? What is your perception when you start tapping into your sixth chakra, that intuitive state of yours? Does that ever change anything? I just think about the question, when you tap into your intuition, does that change your perceptions? Does that change how you feel? And it's also, you say, light is very important here for your health. Light is always important for our health. We need light for vitamin D to produce it naturally on our skin. And it also plays a role between the light and the chemistry of your body. When light comes into the brain, guess what? It produces neurochemicals, hormones, et cetera, et cetera. So there is a physical mechanical part to your sixth chakra too. And I have a break coming up, and I will be talking about the sixth chakra when I get back, and also be taking phone calls. But until then, remember, there's only two important things you have to deal with: your inner peace and the love that you give yourself and others. And be back in five.
Broadcast programming. Thanks for tuning in to 1-2 Radio.
You're listening to 1-2 Radio. And 1-2 Radio listens to you. Call us now, 857-232-0155. Extension 870-303.
Host of Pathways to Consciousness and Healing and a 1-2 Listen Advisor. I know the world is a crazy place these days, but don't let these people take your power away. It's time to go inside and empower yourself, where you create and express your inner world of peace and love. It's time to create a strong sense of yourself, where these events and situations no longer control who you are. You are in charge of yourself and always will be in charge. Call upon God, the angels, your spirit guides to heal your fears. Let your light shine. Let your light shine brilliantly. Peace and love to all. That's all there is. And peace and love is who you are.
Alexa, play 12 Radio on TuneIn.
12 Radio on TuneIn. Finally, something great to listen to.
Hey, you're listening to 1-2 Radio. That makes you very special in our book. Thank you. Sit back, relax, let us entertain you.
Aw, that's so much better. Thanks, Alexa. You can now listen to 1-2 Radio by asking Alexa to find 12 Radio on TuneIn.
1-2 Radio, changing the way we listen to the world.
A TBS, or time-based session, is a pre-purchase reading created for those of you who would like to reserve a block of time with a 1-2 Listen advisor and not have to worry about being interrupted. It's also a great way to budget your time and resources. What you spend is all you will spend. Best of all, you can purchase a TBS now, and it will automatically activate only when you call that particular advisor, and it doesn't matter if it's on the day you bought it, in a month, or even a year. You can find all TBSs on the front page of 1-2listen.com or on each advisor's bio page. Time-based sessions, all the talk with no interruptions, exclusively on 1-2listen.com.
This is Mark Husson, and I love happy. Happy weather, happy music, a mood, movie, even a happy curmudgeon. Happy puts a smile on our face and makes it feel like the sun always sets on the horizon in a blaze of glorious colors, even when it's raining. But the truth is, at some point or another, life is going to turn our big happy into a big unhappy. Yeah, I know, we can talk to ourselves with pretty metaphors about lemons and high fructose corn syrup, but the truth is, when happy leaves, we can feel pretty alone. I want you to know we're here in all our 1-2 family forms. When life makes it tough for you to smile, come find us at 1-2listen.com for someone to talk to, 1-2 Radio for someone to listen to, and 1-2 Academy for someone to learn from. Happy will be back. Until then, we'll be here for you. That's what we do. 1-2listen.com and the 1-2 family.
This is Mole Mama. Take a journey with me to my kitchen where I recreate some of my Sweet Mama Rose's best Mexican family recipes. I'll share the stories behind my grandma's magical mocajete, guacamole, crunchy tacos, mole, papas and chorizo chimichangas, kahlua cake, crab cake, and oh so much more. You'll also get to meet guest chefs as they share the stories behind their yummy recipes. I believe that food is the sixth language of love. And if you're like me, it's your love that makes your food magical. Tune into Mole Mama on Thursdays at 6 p.m. for all the fun and love. You might want to eat first, because this show is going to make you oh so hungry. Que Dios te bendiga, as my mom would say. May God bless you.
Would you like to talk to the host? The phone lines are open. Call 857-232-0155. extension 870303.
Well, hello there. This is Katie from The Katie Weaver Show here on 12radio.com. Come on in. We've been waiting for you.
Hello, welcome back to 12 Radio. That's 12radio.com, changing the way we listen to the world. And you are tuned into Pathways to Consciousness and Healing, and I'm your host, Jim Komar. And my topic tonight is the sixth chakra. So I'm just going to continue talking about your sixth chakra, my sixth chakra, and that would be the intuitive part of us. It's also the all-seeing part of us, because part of the sixth chakra is actually the physical eyes, and all the information that comes into your brain from your two eyes. You could say two eyes together creates a stereo effect, and the eyes, the brain, creates a hologram, a three-dimensional image. Hence, that's how you see the world in three dimensions, because of two eyes and because of how the brain processes all this information through the eyes. And like I said, you say your eyes. I'm going to start with this statement. Your eyes roll between, you could say, the light that comes in your eyes ignites the chemistry within the brain, which ignites the chemistry within the body that allows certain reactions to occur on the physical plane. And light coming into your eyes forms, you could say, is a form that directly is perceived by your consciousness. Okay, so the light coming in, so it's rays of light coming in, and so your conscious state, it's perception and everything else. And light vibrates at a higher frequency, hence light produces an atomic structure, hence it produces a picture in your mind, so you see it directly within nanoseconds. But I do have a caller. Portia? Hello, Portia.
Hi, Jim. How are you?
Good, Portia. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Excellent. Any comments?
Yes. Okay, so what you're talking about, it fits actually perfectly, the last words that you said. I was in meditation this morning, and I was meditating completely about something differently, you know, and all of a sudden this picture came into my mind. I'm going to say it's what you were talking about, exactly what you just said about the imaging in your third eye. And it was like a snapshot or a Polaroid of this friend I used to know. It was a kind of romantic thing, but it was like years ago, and it was him and another person I don't know, a woman, I don't know who she was exactly. And I was just wondering, what is the energy behind that? Because I think I've resolved our friendship, although I don't know exactly what's going on with him right now. I just was wondering, do you have any feeling about what that was? Because I thought it was so interesting, because you were just talking about that, and I was just meditating on that, you know?
You know, this is real interesting. You're pulling back some, you could say, through your meditation, when you do get in that state of clarity, a lot of things will come up, and some things will show up that you haven't thought about in years or months or days or weeks. And you just tapped into that intuitive part of you, that conscious intuitive part of you. And he just showed up, and it's almost like he was saying hello to you.
Oh, that's so interesting. We lost contact. I thought we were going to reconnect. But I'm really okay with it being friends, because I think we've grown, I don't know about apart, but we've grown differently. And I thought, you know, my first gut feeling was, I thought this woman sitting next to him although I don't think he looked that happy. So I wasn't quite sure, like, was it at an event or something, or is he trying to say he's with someone, or was it, I just couldn't get the feeling, but I hear what you're saying. It was, I did tap into it. That's why it's so interesting what you were talking about at the beginning, how you said the third eye, such great information, is the past, the present, and the future. It's like everything in one, all these dimensions. Yeah. So and, that was just
and,
my
and one thing like, about your friend here, he is communicating with you. It's quite interesting. You know, when you guys were in communication, knew each other better, you know, you were around each other more. He connected to you through your intuitive state. I mean, the man is intuitive and you're intuitive. So therefore he sends you messages periodically. And in that meditative state, you just picked up on it and the brain went to some old files and brought that photo of him up. And he also added another picture in there. And that was the fact that I'm happy now. And that picture was that woman.
Oh, so he actually is with someone else.
Mm-hmm. He is.
Oh, okay. No, you know what? And the thing about it is, I was happy for him. And that's how I knew everything was kind of changed. I just wasn't quite sure what that meant. You know? Because when I looked at him, he didn't look happy, but maybe he is, but he just doesn't show it. He's a very deep person, you know?
Yeah, he's, you could say, sometimes too intellectual, too deep thinking. And it also kind of blocks him from really expressing himself. And so the blank look on his face may not be a blank look. You might say, well, it's an unhappy look. Maybe that's how he always looks, too.
I understand. So that's good, then. I'm happy that he's happy, you know. That's what I my heart really wanted for all of us, you know, to have that happiness. And, wow, that is just amazing that we can actually do that. You know what I mean? And it's actually his current state right now, right? You're saying it's not a past or a future.
No,
it's actually where he's at right now.
Right now, and when you did your meditation, you tapped, you could say he sent you a message and you sent him a message back.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah. See how powerful you are, Portia. You are really powerful.
Well, I'm trying to, I've been developed, you can probably sense, I've taken some classes to develop my third eye in the last year and a half, and it's really working.
It's working well, and you can trust it too. So if you question it, don't question it too much, but question it just a little bit, but you can trust, you could say 90% of what you're perceiving and receiving is pretty accurate right now.
Wow. Yeah, I guess I have to start writing things down and journaling. But there's just some things I'm not quite. That's why I called in. I was like, wait, he just talked about that. I just had it this morning, and I just wanted to see. But yeah, you're right. Maybe I should trust it a lot more.
Yeah, and if you start trusting it, you won't question it anymore. You'll just go, oh, that's just who I am.
Oh, yeah. That sounds great. Thank you so much, Jim.
You're welcome, Portia. Have a good evening.
Okay.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
So there's also on the chat room, you spoke of melatonin. I had a thought. Melatonin, your body natural relaxation response. April, that's very good. I like that. Thank you, April. That was excellent. I have another caller. Hello. Hello.
Hi, it's Dilpa. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Well, first I want to thank you for the last show. I was chatting and, you know, sometimes I just listen and I don't call in and I just listen to the show or chat because I'm doing other things. But you said I would hear good news and I did. Thank you.
Fantastic. And are you happy? Is that bring you happiness or any kind of joy?
Yes, because now I know that, you know, I was a selected candidate and I have my job. Like, you know, you feel like, you know, they gave me permanent status. So I feel like, yes, okay.
Security.
The world of security.
Exactly. And it's good to have that security. You know, that feeling of security brings you more security.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was working on it for over a year and a half, and anyway, it's I've been selected, so I'm happy. But my question is, like I put in the chat room with this gentleman I met, and something in my gut keeps telling me, but then I'm second guessing myself. Like, am I misreading him, or?
Like, well, you know what I sense about this individual is that he's telling you some truth, but he's not telling you all truth. He's very selective on what he's saying to you. He's not lying to you, but he's not telling you everything. And you know, it's his way of slowly gaining trust that he can say things to you and you won't ostracize him or not believe him or whatever. So this is a slow process he's working on with you. And definitely trust your intuition because he's not telling you everything. Now, my sense of it is when he tells you more and more, that uneasy feeling, a lack of trust will become less. But let this kind of go where it needs to go. Don't have any preconceptions. Just have fun with it.
Well, because he said like certain things like, oh, once we're together, you won't be walking or doing yoga or anything. And I'm like, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Well, you won't have time for that. I'm like, yes, I will. Like, you know, that's something I'd like to do and I enjoy. I don't want to give up things for you. And there's been red flags and I'm like, yeah. I don't know.
So, if these red flags, if he's, you could say, is he a controlling guy? Yeah, he is, but he's not that controlling. He's just kind of, you know, getting his feet wet in the water, so to speak, right now. And I would say just see where it brings lead you, but don't let him lead you because you can lead yourself in a way that you get what you need.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good evening. Bye. So there's examples of your third eye, that sixth chakra, that intuition of yours. It'll tell you good things and it'll tell you things that are just be wary, you know, be aware that this could happen. Not to say that it's going to happen, but right, like right now, my last caller with her is that's what's happening right now. But in a month from now or 2 days from now, she could be receiving something totally different where maybe you can learn to trust better and all that stuff. So this is, you could say this, your third eye, the sixth chakra, your two visual eyes, those two beautiful eyes on the in top of your head there. Or towards the top of your head, below the forehead, that's all about you creating your world the way you want it to. And like I said, the light that comes in through your eyes, it vibrates at a higher frequency, and the light then produces an atomic structure, and then you could call this voice the atoms, the molecules that are around us. So as soon as your brain is an amazing instrument, as soon as that atomic abstract picture is constructed within nanoseconds, you get to see everything. You get to understand everything. And when you throw your intuition into your regular vision, your regular way of living daily, you're creating a whole new person at times. And think about this. I'm talking about atoms. I'm talking about lights vibrating at light vibrating vibrates at higher frequencies, variation of frequencies with each color. You could say the color spectrum. And there's variations of different frequency with each color. And light travels, get this. When light goes through your eyes, it's traveling at the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles per second, which is exceptionally fast, which is literally takes nanoseconds for your brain, your consciousness, and your intuition to all interact to give you what you need in that moment, within that second, within a half a second. And if you think about this, your sixth chakra allows you to step up above your physical limitations of time and space, because the sixth chakra is not about time and space. You could say the first three or four is more related to time and space because it deals with bodily functions, where the sixth chakra doesn't deal with time and space. It goes beyond time and space. And if you, another thing about light, it forms energy, and color produces variations in wavelengths of light. Therefore, the color produces increases, decreases, electrons, cycles, cycling, orbiting around the nucleus of an atom. Hence, you get that image being produced within your brain. I know that was a little technical. Maybe I should stay on to that technical aspect of how the sixth chakra works and how the brain interacts with your sixth chakra. And also, what's interesting about when you have these pictures coming in through your regular eyes, that is, color stimulates your heart and nervous system. And think about it. The heart has a mind of its own. That's your fourth chakra there. And the nervous system stimulates the body to do certain things to allow the muscles to move forward. So you could take a step forward or go backwards or go up or down flights of steps. And if you think about color again, color is associated with moods, anger, joy, anxiety, love, you know, all those wonderful things certain colors are associated with. And it's also, if you think about like a fluorescent light bulb, which contains ultraviolet light, this, you could say, this has a negative, this could at times have a negative influence on your health. Just know that there are certain light vibrations, light frequencies that, you know, they're all not good for you. Just know this. And sunlight contains, think about sunlight that every, you know, you're looking outside right now and it's a beautiful day where you're at. Sunlight contains the complete spectrum of light. That's why sunlight is so good for you in the physical sense. That's why sunlight forms vitamin D on your skin. So light is important to us for our existence and for the existence of functions in the body. And certain colors, you could say certain colors used in visualization can be self-healing too. So think about, if you want to learn more about colors, I can do a show on colors. And I'll have to do that one day. But certain colors can be self-healing, can be self-soothing. Let's say you have a favorite color. And if you look at that color, it's very self-soothing. It's very healing. It's very calming. And that's what I mean you could say visualizing certain colors bring self-healing to oneself, can calm one's nervous system down, can create whole new concepts with inside of you. And, you know, your visual process connects to your perceptions. And once, you could say, both eyes come together and create that stereo image, that three-dimensional image with these beams of light. And as you cross these beams together, forming interference patterns, one of them is to record on your plate the three-dimensional image of, let's say you're looking at your dinner and you've created this beautiful meal. And these interfering patterns creates the pictures that is created within the brain itself, which is created within the conscious state itself. And since the brain functions like a hologram, and you could say constantly producing these interference patterns, hence producing all these beautiful images that we have constantly as long as our eyes are open. And it also relates to the memory. You could say so your memory, they're stored in the omnipresence throughout your brain. Now that's kind of you think about omnipresent, that's all knowing. Because your third eye is all knowing. And it's also you about allowing wavelengths or light qualities to create what your experience as perception and memories occurs within you. So let me repeat that. Impulses through your brain, light coming through your brain creates waves of different qualities or quantities. Let's say qualities. Let's stay with qualities here that can create your experience and create your perception and create that memory. Whether it's traumatic, whether it's loving, whether it's beautiful, that memory is still there. And your mind contains lots of encoded information. You could say your greater intelligence. And through your sixth chakra, your third intelligence that you have, you could say the Akashic Records. We all have that ability to connect in there. Kind of play with this. Be playful with this. Have fun with this. And a lot of times, this greater intelligence, you could say this, the omnipresence of your sixth chakra, is just waiting for, you could say, a proper reference point or a trigger of an image to open up a certain part of your brain. Maybe you haven't accessed in years. And it's also, you could say the sixth chakra is your guru, your sis guru, or spiritual guru, as they say in India there. So that is your guru. Play with your guru. And it also gives you the ability to alter your consciousness. And what I mean by altering your consciousness is, you might look at like a scene one time and you close your eyes and 30 seconds later you look at the same scene because you closed your eyes, your perceptions was changed and your perception of the world was altered. Your consciousness was altered. And this is all about the sixth chakra. That's the beauty of your sixth chakra. And it's also about sympathetic vibrations. It's the abilities of your sixth chakra to perceive this world, to command the world that you live in, and to allow your psychic perception to be open. Be psychic. Be proud that you're psychic, like Portia there, and everyone listening tonight, be proud of who you are. Be proud of what you want to do with your life. Because that sixth chakra allows you to break down barriers, to get rid of your limitations, to create what you need. And on the chat room, absolutely, moves do that for me, opening up parts of myself and consciousness that I may not be aware of. So I choose my movies very carefully. Beautiful, April. Beautiful. Nice. Really nice there, April. So here you are changing. We are all changing our perceptions constantly. But if you tap into that sixth chakra, you have direct contact with any perception. And you could say past times, present times, even future times. It's direct perception. It's memory. And it's imagination. But my show is over, and I could talk about this for another 2 hours, believe it or not. And I just want to encourage all of you, all the beautiful men and women listening to the show tonight, to use that sixth chakra to play with your intuition, to play with your psychic realms, because when you start playing with it, the sky's the limit here. Maybe you own a business, and you're kind of like cruising along, but throw the intuition there, and all of a sudden your business becomes totally different. You're more successful than you've ever been. So allow your success through your intuition. But I want to say the next show up is Mole Mama with Diana Silva. She's always got good things to say. And also I'd like to thank you, like I said, all the beautiful men and women out there. And please check me out on my website. That's JimComar.com, and have a great week ahead of you. Despite what's going on around you, peace and love. That's all the that that's really the most important aspect of who you are. That inner peace, that inner love, and how you express that outwardly and use that intuitive side of you. Open that sixth chakra. Be strong. Until next week, peace and love. Have a great week ahead. We'll talk next week. Bye.
Christine Demoriere, and you found us, 12radio.com. Welcome to the family.
Peace and blessings. Life Coach Ade here. Albert Einstein said, "You cannot solve a problem from the same consciousness that created it. You must learn to see the world anew." Are you ready to see your world anew? Are you willing to let go of expectations and make room in your consciousness for a new reality? If you answered yes to one of these questions, let's work together through the magic of 12listen.com, where we can illuminate the desires of your heart and make them manifest, make them real. And don't forget to join me every Tuesday at 7 a.m. Pacific to continue the message of transformation right here on 12 Radio, where we are changing the way you dance with life and the way you listen to your soul. Say yes.